Hi, welcome to Cooking with Cleavage. I'm gonna sit this one out. I don't feel that well. But I didn't want to waste my cameraman's time, so I decided to do something different. And here's Cleavage. Because you guys know men, right? Women? Y'all know men. You'd be dying and sick and stuff, and then like, where is it? Can we just do the do? It doesn't matter if you're not feeling well. So, just doing my part to the weaker gender and giving them little cleavage. Sort of. I'm not even sure what you call this. Look, I can be funny when I want to be funny. So today we're going to order Chinese food. So do you already know what you want? Okay, so like I said, we are... You can see one breast. This is... Sorry. So what do you want?
Lemon chicken, rice and broccoli.
Okay, so you want two items. That's what I just asked you. You want in a combo number two. Shut up.
What's combo one? You said combo. I just want one combo.
Right, the combo, there's, if you want two things, combo two gives you fried rice and two entries, and you wanted broccoli, right?
Yes.
Okay, so broccoli mix. So you want two things.
What does combo one give you?
Just one entry.
One entree?
Yeah.
What else is there?
There's... Come here and look. Go through here. I don't want to read it. Shit, I don't have the energy to cook. Do you think I want to talk? Come. Yes. Okay.
Well, I'll just do that.
Just come look.
I'll just do the two. I'll just do the, I'll do combo two. Just the broccoli and the rice and the lemon chicken.
Okay, but there's no broccoli here. Broccoli beef?
Well, I'm trying to get beef, but just broccoli. If I could. I'll get broccoli beef.
All right. But you don't want to, you don't want to get too close. Gotcha. This time it's not because he don't want to.
Hello, can I come in?
Hi, I need to make a pickup order.
Okay.
The two entries, one lemon chicken, and broccoli beef with, what did you want? Chow mein?
Yeah.
Chicken rice? Well, rice.
With rice, fried rice. Sorry, with fried rice.
Come in.
Pardon?
What kind of rice?
Fried rice.
Chicken fried rice?
Chicken.
Yeah, chicken fried rice.
Chicken fried rice? I could be one. Let me all together.
Okay, that's the combo. And then I want for myself.
One more order?
Yeah, one more order. I'll take the pot stickers.
Six?
Yeah.
Big pot sticker, yeah.
Yeah, and one wonton soup.
Wonton soup, yeah.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, how long are you?
I'm only 10 minutes.
18 minutes.
18 yeah. Minutes? Okay, how much is it?
10 minutes, yeah.
How much is Hi. It? How much is it?
Total. Okay. $22, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi.
She didn't even ask for who it was. Because she thinks she knows my voice, but... Okay, don't cut. Don't cut anymore, please. I'm just showing you all how to order when you're not feeling well. This is cooking with cleavage. This is ordering with cleavage. Like, I'm gonna go like this. And I'm going to be like, hi, I'm ordering with cleavage. And she knows who it is. You know why? Because I always order with cleavage. never too sick to have a little bit of fun with y'all. Shut up. Get out of here. When we get back here, I'm gonna show you guys how to eat. Alright, bye.
It turns out that 78% of all people seriously affected needed a ventilator or even died from the coronavirus. 78% were either overweight or morbidly obese. And then Krispy Kreme says, here's a free donut if you take the vaccination. I'm going boner jam.
Bill Gates?
Yeah, he says that all that real beef causes too much pollution, so the world, mainly the rich countries, need to switch to 100% synthetic beef.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because the Bill Gates I know made my Xbox.
Yep, same guy. He owns the majority of the U.S. farmland now.
He grows computers on a farm?
And tonight's You Saw It First predictive programming segment, we're going to stop in Springfield and pay a visit to everyone's favorite television family, The Simpsons, that seems to know everything that's going to happen in the future, damn near event by event. One of my personal favorites is them predicting that Donald Trump would be president of the United States. Man, that was a good one. However, comma, I did like it a lot better when it was just a storyline on a television show, but moving on. Team Patriot front kicks the hell out of the Redcoats. Let's take a look. Hot Van Damme, that's one hell of a front kick. Take that, you commie bastard.
On lockdown.
Before you eat me, please, please motorboat me.
I don't think I'll have these pot stickers yet. But you know, I do love these pot stickers with some soy sauce, some vinegar, and a little drop of chili oil or sesame seed oil. They're so good. That's what I recommend. Oh, my dear. God, I don't want that right now. Let me see. What's here? Am I giving you any soy sauce? Got soy sauce. Soy sauce. Soy vinegar and hot chili. That's for the pot stickers. They didn't give you any soy sauce. No? It's a good wonton soup. They didn't give you any soy sauce? That's not soy sauce. That's for the pot stickers. That's vinegar and well, guys, here's to your. I hope I get better so I can make some funny. This was Sickly Cooking with Cleavage, and I feel better just with the soup. Oh, next week I will come back to you feeling like a champ and saying nonsensical things that come out my mouth. Along with some fact, fiction, and oh wait, along with some mythological, historical, and stupological. Stupological, why? It just is. All right, I have to brand that word.